National Guard helps battle floodwaters in three states. President Clinton seeks to deny guns to foreign visitors. Ex-police chief scores upset in St. Louis mayoral race. Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Wide areas of the Ohio Valley are either underwater or mud this morning as killer floods spread in some areas and recede in others. In New Richmond, Ohio, a lot of what Betty Ray Shelton has is underwater.
It's going to be a long dry out and a real mess. The cleanup's going to be, I think, one of the worst things because there's just too much floating away. I've even seen some roofs floating by, buildings.
Near Warsaw, Kentucky, 74-year-old Ollie Perdue, who's taken refuge in a church, says this is worse than floods he survived in 1937 and 64.
The water was coming up here fast. I had to get out of there. And I went down the next morning, the water was in the house.
President Clinton has declared disasters in many counties and sent Vice President Gore to check on relief efforts. Louisville is braced for even higher water by Friday. We talked this morning with Kentucky Governor Paul Patton.
I think the flooding in Kentucky is as bad as it's been since about 1937 when there was a massive flood in this part of the nation. It's very bad. I think we've had 13 fatalities, thousands, perhaps 100,000 people, homes flooded, massive damage to public facilities. Our streams just aren't designed to handle that much rain in 24 hours.
You've got the National Guard out. What else can the state do to help?
In some parts of the state, we're beginning recovery. We do have about 1,600 National Guard personnel mobilized as of yesterday. Some parts of the state, the flooding is still ongoing, and we're just trying to take care of personal needs, food, shelter, health, safety. And as the water recedes, we'll have to help clean up the public facilities and help people get back into their homes.
Is it too early to put a price tag on this?
Yes, some people are talking in the range of $250 million, but until the water recedes and we're able to evaluate detailed damage, it would be difficult to put an accurate figure on it.
The National Guard is also on flood duty in Ohio and Indiana. In President Clinton's view, the right to keep and bear arms does not extend to foreign visitors. Mark Noller reports.
When a Palestinian visitor to the U.S. opened fire last month on the observation deck of the Empire State Building, it raised questions about how the shooter came to have a gun. Police say he bought it legally days earlier in Florida. With that incident in mind, the president today announces new measures to keep foreign visitors to the U.S. from purchasing handguns. The Treasury Department will require gun dealers to enforce a law already on the books that forbids the sale of a gun to anyone in the U.S. for less than 90 days. And foreign nationals who meet the 90-day rule must provide additional proof of where they live in order to buy a gun. But at the same time, the president will announce his support for legislation that would ban the sale of guns to any foreign nationals, with few exceptions. Mark Noller, CBS News, Washington.
A jury in Fayetteville, North Carolina, today considers whether ex-paratrooper James Burmeister should be executed for killing two black people. Prosecutor Ed Granis wants the death penalty.
We know a couple of things about this defendant. We know he's a double murderer. We know he hates blacks. We know he hates Jews. We know he hates gays. We know he's fully capable of killing without any provocation.
The defense, saying Burmeister was drunk, argued for a life sentence. The Ku Klux Klan is going to court to argue its right to hold a rally in Pittsburgh on April 5th. This after Mayor Tom Murphy denied a permit to Grand Dragon C. Edward Foster.
He's interested in provoking confrontation, and so we have a responsibility to protect the public safety.
Murphy said the Klan wants to incite violence in the black community, but Foster says it's all about free speech.
We're going to file to get our rally to our constitutional rights down there, which we're going to do, and it's going to be totally up to the legal department. If there's a chance to go for punitive damages, we're going to go for it.
After a nasty Democratic mayoral primary campaign, voters in St. Louis delivered a surprise to the pollsters and pundits. They ousted incumbent Mayor Freeman Bosley Jr. in favor of former police chief Clarence Harmon.
It's about taking City Hall back for all of you.
Harmon said his 13-point margin proves that smart money and conventional wisdom aren't worth a plug nickel. In Democratic St. Louis, winning the primary is tantamount to being elected mayor. In a society brimming with harassment complaints, there are these developments. Two top executives at CNA Insurance have resigned after charges of sexual harassment. The EEOC charges Mitsubishi executives improperly questioned women who had sued over sexual abuse at its Normal, Illinois plant. And former employees of Avis Rent-A-Car's customer service center in Tulsa say they were instructed not to give discounts to certain Jewish-owned businesses. But Avis's top in-house lawyer, Jack Carley, denied any bias.
At no time did Avis ever have a policy or practice to discriminate against any person based on religion? Specifically, at no time did Avis ever have a policy or practice to discriminate against Jews.
But Carly says several years ago, Avis was concerned about callers claiming to represent yeshivas who were setting up corporate accounts and bringing back damaged cars. For a third day, thousands of German police clashed with anti-nuclear protesters near the northern town of Dannenberg. Using water cannons, they cleared a road so that a convoy of trucks carrying nuclear waste was able to reach its final storage place at Gorleben. Reports from southern Albania say government troops have retreated after a battle with armed insurgents left four villagers and two soldiers wounded. Earlier, Albanian warplanes bombed a village. In the port of Sarande, protesters commandeered a tank and used it to fire on the MiG-15s. Greek television newsman Miklos Vifidis says angry crowds also turned on the secret police.
There was an incident at a checkpoint established by the people who have control of the city now. One of the secret policemen thought to be in the car was actually set ablaze, and the other was thought to be shot dead.
Albania has been in turmoil for weeks over a failed pyramid scheme that cost nearly every family money. France says Zaire has now accepted a five-point UN peace plan designed to end 6 months of fighting in eastern Zaire. This comes as government forces appear to be collapsing in front of rebel advances toward the region's diamond and gold center. In New York today, North and South Korean diplomats come together for the first time in years. They'll listen to U.S. proposals for peace talks. Charles Wolfson has more.
Officially, today's meeting is being called a joint briefing. No actual negotiating is expected to take place. The breakthrough is that both North Korea and South Korea will be sitting down alongside diplomats from the U.S., laying out their positions on ways to update the armistice agreement, which ended the Korean conflict in 1953. The U.S. and South Korea have suggested so-called four-party talks to include North Korea and China, and if all goes well today, the North Koreans may take the diplomatic leap forward, which everyone hopes will lead to a more stable peace on the Korean Peninsula. Charles Wolfson, CBS News, the State Department.
Swiss President Kohler has proposed a huge humanitarian fund, drawing on $5 billion in government gold reserves to aid victims of human rights abuses, catastrophes, and the Holocaust. In Boston's Symphony Hall last night, Australian pianist David Helfgott made his U.S. debut. Critics have not been kind to the former child prodigy portrayed in the Oscar-nominated movie Shine, but the sold-out audience seemed to love it. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead nearly 43 points. And that's the roundup for Wednesday. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.